Hello and welcome to today's oil market update with Callum McPherson. How was your weekend, Callum?
Very good, and yours?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So there's been a lot going on over the weekend with meetings around the G20 summit in Osaka. So Trump seems to have had a positive meeting with Xi. Does this improve the outlook for global growth?
Yeah, well, just to recap some of the announcements that came out after that meeting. So Trump said he'd agreed with the Chinese president that the US will not now implement the tariffs on an additional $300 billion of Chinese imports, at least not for the time being, and that the negotiations to end this trade war would now resume again. So that's certainly positive. The perhaps surprise announcement was that Trump also said that US companies would now be able to sell communications equipment to Huawei again, so long as they don't threaten US national security. And Trump also said that in exchange for that, that the Chinese agreed to buy what he described as a tremendous amount of US goods to reduce the trade imbalance, presumably agricultural produce. So there's certainly a lot of positive noises there, and most definitely we're in a better place than we were a few weeks ago when it looked like this meeting might not even take place. But we mustn't forget that that there already are some tariffs that have been put in place, that is having an effect. Indeed, just this morning we got the Caixin manufacturing PMI index from China, and then that showed a reading below 50, which is a negative outcome. And there's a long way to go. So yes, it's good news clearly that these talks have restarted, but I don't think that we necessarily can expect that things will necessarily move very swiftly from here. But we shall see.
Okay, and then let's take a look at the Russian-Saudi meeting. It seems there's an extension to the cuts in the bag. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yep, Putin met with Mohammed bin Salman, and I'm just quoting Putin himself verbatim. He said, "We will support the extension, both Russia and Saudi Arabia," so he's talking on behalf of both of them. "As far as the length of the extension is concerned, we have yet to decide whether it will be 6 or 9 months. Maybe it will be 9 months." The Saudi energy minister, Khalid Al-Fali, on Sunday also said something rather similar to that. He said the deal would most likely be extended by 9 months and no deeper reductions were needed. So the position going into the OPEC meeting seems to be that the cuts will be extended, they won't be deepened, they won't be reduced, and the question is whether the extension will be for six months until the end of this year, or whether they will be for 9 months, hence taking them through to March next year. OPEC meeting itself is today. So we shall see. But what we've been hearing so far over the weekend, as I say, suggests that the cuts will be rolled over, as everyone expected.
So the EU activating the barter mechanism with Iran, will this enable Iran to sell crude to Europe?
Well, there's certainly some concerns about that when this news broke on Friday, which helped oil markets fall into the end of the week. The background to this is a last-ditch effort to try and dissuade Iran from continuing to produce and enrich uranium. There are limits under the current nuclear agreements as to how much it is allowed to enrich, and it is likely, if it carries on as it is, to breach that very soon. This Thursday, I believe, in fact. However, it seems actually, from what I can understand, that the barter mechanism will only apply to essential goods. It won't apply to oil, and that is actually a particular bone of contention for Iran, which means it seems unlikely they will respond to it. In answer to the question, so far as I can tell, no, it will not lead to a mechanism for Iran to evade US sanctions in exporting crude to Europe.
So despite the news on G20 and OPEC, oil markets do seem to be unchanged.
Well, certainly if we look at the front contract, we see it's currently 66.50, similar levels to the end of last week. However, it's not the same contract. So the front contract that we were looking at last week was the August contract, the contract for August delivery, but that has now expired. So the next Brent contract is a September contract. So that's the one we're now looking at as the front contract. And that had been trading about $1 per barrel below where August was trading when they were both still trading together. And so consequently, the September contract has actually had to rally by $1 per barrel in order to be where the old August contract was trading. So the market is higher, actually. From versus the end of last week, and WTI, which US crude contract rolled earlier in the month, is trading just over 60. So in common with other asset markets, and we're seeing equity markets are opening stronger today on the news on the G20. Oil is up. It's a little bit of a funny day for oil, though, because we have still got the OPEC meeting coming up today. There's a number of sessions throughout the day, but the press conference is due at the end of the closed session of the OPEC ministers, and that's due at 5 o'clock Central European time. It's being held in Vienna, so that's 4 o'clock London time. So in theory, we should know the outcome of deliberations then. Although this very often the proceedings do get delayed, and in fact the last OPEC meeting they got delayed into the following day. So we shall see. But as far as we can tell, going back to the what we discussed earlier, it looks like the cuts will be extended. But we can't know for sure until OPEC members actually ratify that position or not later today. So Brent at these levels, 66.50 area, is quite close to some important moving averages, which are between 67.50 and 68.50. If we do start to get a move higher and a breakthrough that level, we could see more upside momentum, I think. But I think the tone will come very much from, notwithstanding OPEC, the tone will come very much from asset markets and how they react to the news about the G20 of the weekend.
Okay, thank you very much, Callum.
Thank you.